John Gallagher. He's the business reporter for the Detroit Free Press, just a phenomenal writer. And he's covering an interesting story revolves around Matt Maroon, Matty Maroon. John, good morning to you.
Morning, Tony. How you doing?
Well, it seemed like it had all been very quiet in Detroit, and all of a sudden this story breaks, and the mayor, Dave Bing, saying they might need an emergency financial manager. All heck is breaking loose down
there.
Well,
it is, and, you know, this is Detroit, so it's what we call a good news town. You know, it never stops. So.
Well, let's talk about bridge owner Matty Maroon. He might go to jail. Tell us about this story.
Sure. Well, we have to distinguish between sort of the more public issue, which is whether or not we're going to build a new public bridge to Canada. And of course, Maroon has been opposing that for a long time, and he's been winning on that so far. But what he's in trouble for now, there's a project called Gateway, which is an effort by the state to connect the Ambassador Bridge directly to I-75 and I-96 through this series of new ramps. When we built the Ambassador Bridge in the 1920s, there were no expressways. And so when we built the expressways, we didn't hook them up to the bridge. And the effort has been to build this series of new ramps that would do that, so you could just kind of zip on and zip off. Well, Maroon was supposed to build part of it, and he didn't do it the way the contract or the design called for. Instead, he built it in a way that keeps trucks, thousands of trucks a day, on local surface streets in Detroit. And he built this duty-free facility, which includes gas pumps and a duty-free store, that's worth a huge amount of money. I mean, we don't know exactly how much, but we estimate it would be in the millions. And so MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation, has gone to court, went to court in 2009 to force him to rebuild it as he had agreed to do. And a judge ruled in 2010 that, in fact, Maroon had not built it the way he was supposed to, and he had to rebuild it. And the issue so far is whether Maroon is complying. And yesterday, a judge ruled that Maroon had not, that he was in contempt of court for evading his order. And he ordered Matty Maroon, 84 years old, one of America's wealthiest men, to appear before him in person in January to face sanctions, which might include jail time.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think the judge has been very, very firm so far, and he's definitely going to try something to coerce Maroon and his bridge company to complete this project as expeditiously as possible. Now, whether or not he jails him, that's the big question. That's why the courtroom's going to be packed with cameras on January 12th. The judge did jail a man named Dan Stamper, who is Maroon's top aide at the bridge company, in January for about 3 hours for contempt, as if a warning shot across the bow. But then he let him go after a couple of hours. So we'll see. I think at the very least, I would expect heavy, sort of daily fines until the project is completed. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does something pretty dramatic with Maroon himself.
You mentioned earlier that Maroon's efforts to keep this bridge from Detroit to Windsor being built, it's something Governor Rick Snyder wants very well. You've been covering this story. From your perspective, is this bridge going to get done?
Well, I've always gave it a sort of a 50-50 chance. I think that it's very hard to build any kind of major new infrastructure, not just in Detroit, but in America today. Look at our efforts to build high-speed rail and how hard that is. Someone said once, can you imagine trying to build a Hoover Dam today? In Buffalo, New York, they had tried for something like 16 years to build a new span alongside the Peace Bridge, and they just gave that up. The opposition was just too great. So it's only about 50-50 that the new public bridge will ever be built. I think that everyone, including the Maroons, agreed that the Ambassador Bridge is an old piece of infrastructure, and it's too narrow. It's 4 lanes. It should be at least 6. There's no dedicated lanes for pre-screened cargo. There's all kinds of ways you can improve that and make it more efficient if you build a new one. Now, whether Maroon builds it or the state builds it, with the Canadians, that's kind of the question, and where you build it. So I think we definitely need it. Whether or not it's going to happen is an open question.
All right, John, what are the stumbling blocks? Because from the information that's out there, number one, Canada is going to foot most of the bill. Mm-hmm. Number two, there are being provisions made to try and make sure that people on both sides of the bridge, especially where the ramp off-ramp is in Detroit, that those neighborhoods are taken care of. So if it would create all these jobs, and it's something we're going to need in the future, and Canada is going to pay for most of it, what's the problem?
Yeah, good question. Well, excuse me, I think that, you know, you have two bridge proposals. You have the one that the Maroons want to build one next, a new one of their own next to the Ambassador Bridge, and the Canadians won't let them do that because they don't want all those trucks in downtown Windsor on city streets and so on. And really it comes down to political opposition in Lansing from among Republicans in the state legislature who... you can say they are ideologically opposed to a big government project, or, you know, it's been pointed out the Maroons have given very generously campaign contributions to a lot of these legislators, and they may just be watching out for their own best interest. But it simply comes down to opposition in the state legislature.
And before I let you go, I got about a minute left. Is there a way that the governor can get this bridge built by bypassing the legislators?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about that, and certainly the federal government could treat it as a federal project, just like it builds, you know, highways and military bases. And if the federal government could come in there, I mean, they could certainly just take it over entirely. That is not something Michigan wants to see, and not something the feds want to do. They would prefer to see, you know, it would just be a lot easier all around if the state goes along with this. But certainly the feds could take it over. You know, there might be a number of other ways, too.
You can read John Gallagher's piece in the Detroit Free Press. Go to freep.com. John, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, Tony. Thank you.